Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 4th of July 2022. The Bible reading today is 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verses 9 to 10. Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I give birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Today's article, titled "Don't Let My Name Be My Story," was written by Debbie Fralick. After I married my husband, I watched him repeatedly apologize for who he was. People said he was too direct, too bold, just too Russell. They didn't seem to notice that he's warm, thoughtful, and sensitive. Their remarks hurt him deeply. Jabez also lived with a harsh reputation. At his birth, his mother named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Because Jabez sounds like the Hebrew word for pain, he was essentially labelled a man of pain. Imagine the heartache and isolation of living under that characterization, of being avoided in the street or having people assume the worst of you. Jabez thus cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory." He asked God to remember his promises to his people, given through Abraham, of blessing and of extended blessings. Jabez took hold of those promises for himself, essentially saying to the Lord, "Don't let my name become my story. Do what you have said. Bless me and send me out to bless." If you've been given a difficult name or reputation by others, know that their words don't have to write your story. They didn't for my husband. God sent Russell to serve as chaplain to the Royal Marine Commandos. They like straight-talking men of action. Being misunderstood is painful, but it doesn't have to stop us blessing others and being blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I find it painful when people misunderstand me. Help me not to be defined by those false opinions. Enable me to be who you have created me to be, so I can bless you and others. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.